selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they warm, they shoot, they kill, they massacre brain, they burn the kids, no one thinks gun, trees, lime, to your face, fight, and die, cause God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social slide, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, it's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn, the kids, no more things, gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's your host, Ron Stevens, here on UCY.TV, doing the show Rock the Boat on January 31st, 2017. And things just can't stop getting weird, eh? Order out of chaos. Lots of chaos south of the border and up here in Canada, lots and lots of chaos. And who's creating the chaos? Well, your governments are creating the chaos. They've always created the chaos in order to move their slaves to different places at different times. And this is not any different. This thing in Quebec, it stinks. I mean, I read a couple of reports real quick, and it stinks to high heaven. I mean, it really has a bad odor about it. Now, we have this so-called terrorist attack at a mosque in Quebec, and we have a witness saying that the shooter had a, first there was two shooters, and then there's one shooter, and probably there's no shooters, but he had a Quebecois accent. Well, there's no such thing as a language called Quebecois. And the Quebecois are those who wish to separate from this frickin' corporation called Canada. So they're looked upon as radicals. So using the term of Quebecois accent really smelled high heaven right off the bat. But, you know, I just didn't have a lot of time and read them quick, and it stinks. It really smells bad. So now I want to put in new rules that you can't say anything about bad about Islam or a Muslim or anything else. Well, what other group of people have that same deal going on? That would be the Jews. Apparently, I can't say nothing bad about a Jew or I'm anti-Semitic. And I can be hauled in front of the Human Rights Tribunal. But then the Jews look upon us as dogs, donkeys, animals. So I guess I'm going to the high animal farm court if I tick off a Jew. And now they're doing the same thing with Muslims. Now, it doesn't take an Einstein really to figure out what's going on. We're being taken down from the inside. And these people are criminals. And they always have been criminals. They take an oath to serve the corporation, not the people. That makes them criminal intent because they're participating in a fraud. And fraud, of course, is both legally wrong and lawfully wrong. And so they are guilty on both sides of the law, the corporate law and the real law. But they continue to play these silly games. Now, I got looking last night around. And I haven't had as much time as I want. I'm trying to get this damn commercial building finished, but I used three search engines, really, Webster's and the KJVBible.net, which I recommend to people, because it's a search engine. So you can put any word in, and it will give you all the passages that word's attached to. And when I got looking around, because I've always been quite, I didn't like the word human because it didn't make any sense. And because I know I didn't come from an ape. I know that. I know it in my gut that I did not evolve from a freaking ape. And that is the meaning of a human, something that has evolved from a great ape. So that's the evolution deal. And the legal deal is not law. They intertwine human and mankind, kind of a man, with this human thing, to confuse people into thinking human means a man. Well, it does not mean a man. It means a freaking animal, and you're being treated as animals. Take heed, no man deceive you, or you shall be treated as a freaking animal, cattle, chattel. And slaves. Well, that's what we are. We're cattle, and we're slaves, and we're the chattel, the surety for all of the government debt, and the government is the governing body of a corporation. And I keep telling people, you got to quit using the word human. You got to quit saying, I'm a human. Well, you're not a human. You're a man or a woman. But the two words I didn't find in the KJV search engine were the two words were human and legal. The words I found consistently were man and law. Huge difference. Absolutely huge difference. One is real, one is fraudulent. Simple as that. And you've been hoodwinked by it. And you've been held in captivity. You are a slave on a plantation called a corporation. Sad part is you're liable for all the debt of the corporation, you, your wife, and your children, and those not yet born, are liable for this phony debt. And we got to come to terms with that. So I like that search engine. I like Webster's, and I like etymology, the origin of the words, because I bounce those three off of each other to see what I'm actually looking at. So, etymology being the origin of the words is a good start point before it got messed up. So, with all of this nonsense, my gut is usually my guide. And all of this Islamic stuff only makes sense if you understand that your so-called government in your so-called Western nation, which is supposed to be a Christian-based society, why in the hell you would think the last thing, the very last thing that any country in the West would allow inside their borders was someone who goes completely against the grain of what is supposed to be the basis of your nation. It only makes sense. Now, they took the Lord's Prayer out of all public gatherings and the schools and the jails and the legislatures and the local councils. Poof, gone. But now they're pushing Islam in the schools. They're pushing a Sharia law across the West, which goes, again, completely against the grain of what these nations were supposedly founded upon. So who's the driver in this? Well, I got looking around last night a bit, and, you know, if I say anything bad about a Jew, I'm anti-Semitic. And I'm not supposed to be anti-Semitic, apparently. And I'm not supposed to be anti-Islam, apparently. And they want to put in new rules that I can't say anything negative about a Jew or a Muslim, someone, or the Islamic State. I'm not allowed to do that, or I'll be hauled up in front of the Human Rights Tribunal, not the Rights of Man Tribunal, but the Human Rights Tribunal. And what do the Jews do? They hate anybody that's not a Jew. And what about the Muslims? They apparently hate anybody that's not a Muslim. So we got two real hate groups, the Jews and the Muslims. And we can't say anything negative about those who hate us. Now that makes no sense. Or does it? Now again, I had that meeting with the Muslim youth some years ago. And they are absolutely convinced that the Quran will be the Bible, if you will, of the West. And that Sharia will be the law of the West. And they're absolutely convinced this is what's going to happen. Now, where would they get that idea? How would they know that? Why would they be promoting that? Openly. And this is like probably a good 5, maybe 6 years ago that I had this meeting. And if these Muslim youth are convinced that Sharia will be the law and the Quran will be the holy book, then how come our government, so-called government, is not working to stomp this out? Because Sharia law and the Quran go absolutely 100% against the grain of what these nations were supposed to be founded upon. Now, who took down Russia? The Jews. And what did they create? A union. And what did they do in the process? I don't know, numbers I see is they killed around 100 million people. And then the wall went up. Now we had this psychological struggle between capitalism and communism. But the capitalists funded the making of Russia into a communist union. So the capitalists funded the so-called communists or the revolutionaries, who just happened to be the leads were the Jews. And the Jews are in the money business. So who took down Russia? The capitalists. And what did they create in Russia? Communism. And I mean, the quote from Maurice Strong is brilliant. I believe in capitalism for me and my friends and socialism for everyone else. In other words, these capitalists, these Jews, these people running with them want to control everything and be your boss and want you to live in their socialist slash communist slash Marxist society that they're building for you. Meanwhile, they control everything on the planet. So when I was looking, I don't know, what word did I look up here? Jew. I looked up the word Jew. Is the word I looked up in etymology. And the verb for Jew is to cheat, to drive a hard bargain, from 1824. Though now commonly employed without direct reference to the Jews as a race, it is regarded by them as an offensive and opprobrious. I don't have to look that word up sometime. The campaign to eliminate it in the early 20th century was so successful that people also began to use, began to avoid the noun and adjective. Now, this is from Lenny Bruce in 1965. And this is in etymology. Now I'll say a Jew. And just the word Jew sounds like a dirty word, and people don't know whether to laugh or not. Lenny Bruce on how to talk dirty and influence people. The noun Jew is, let's see what we got here, race or religion. Now, how can you be a religion and a race? Sounds very similar to the Islamic State. So when I went down the list of words that came after Jew in etymology, I came across a bunch of words like Yiddish and Judaism and whatnot. Judaism, apparently, is Jewish faith. Judaism literally means Jew blood, or Jewhood, excuse me, Jewhood, from early 14th century. Anti-Semitism, of course, is from 1881. So it's not been around that long, really. And it was first used by William Marr, a German radical nationalist and race agitator who founded the Ensemnian, I can't read that, see anti-Semite. Not etymologically restricted to anti-Jewish theories, actions, or policies, but almost always used in this sense. Those who object to the inaccuracy of the term might try Hermann Alder's Judeo-syphobia, and now has Islamophobia, or whatever they call that. So anti-Semitic and anti-Semite are also from 1881. Like anti-Semitism, they appear first in English in an article in the Atherian of September 31st in reference to German literature. Jew hatred is attested from 1881. As an adjective, anti-Jewish is from 1817. So it's not that old. Now, as we go down the list, I come across Israelite, a Jew. Well, they tell me the Jews, it's not Jews in Israel, it's Zionist. It says here an Israelite is a Jew. One of the people of ancient Israel, a descendant of Israel or Jacob. And below that, below Israelite, we have the word Semite. And this just tells me my gut is normally correct. Sometimes I have to search for a long time to find why my gut's talking to me. So we get to Semite from 1847. And again, this is in etymology. It says a Jew. Okay, we get that. A Semite is a Jew. And we can't say anything bad about a Jew, or we're called anti-Semitic. But now we can't say anything bad about Islam or a Muslim. Why? Why is that? Well, under Semite, 1847, it says a Jew, an Arab, an Assyrian, or an Armenian. Well, where are all these migrants coming from? Syria? But Syrian is Semitic. Wait a minute. I mean, anybody that thinks that this Muslim invasion, this Islamic invasion, just is, you know, because people care about the people that got the shit bombed out of them, that ain't what the story's about. And why can't I say something bad about a Muslim or a Jew? Why is that? I can call down a white guy any way I want. I can call a German whatever name I want. I can call a Brit whatever damn name I want, or a Nazi, or a fellow Canadian, or my American friends. I can call them out. I can call them whatever I want to call them. And I ain't going to get no shit. Ain't nobody going to try to drag my ass up in front of no human rights board. But dare I say something negative about a Jew or a Muslim, all of a sudden, tables are turned on me. Because I'm anti-Semitic. So basically what they're saying is, if you are saying anything negative about Islam or a Muslim, you are anti-Semitic. Simple as that. Because they're tied to the hip. You know, I don't know when it was, months and months and months ago, I started thinking, what's the connection between the Jews and the Muslims? Well, there it is. They're both Semitic. And why can't you say anything bad about a Muslim? Well, simple, because then you'd be anti-Semitic. And the Jews run the money game. Well, there's not that many of them. They're sneaky little shits. They control your movie industry. They control your media industry. They control your governmental industry. And it is an industry, your government. It's a business. But there's not that many of them. But they do want to take over the world. Okay? They got their asses kicked out of Israel. I mean, Jesus, the Jews killed Jesus. The Jews were the money lenders. So why can't I say anything bad about the Jews? If the Jews killed Jesus, isn't that a bit of a nasty thing to do? Nasty to kill anybody. Thou shalt not kill. So I'm just looking at the Muslim influx, these migrants, as the foot soldiers. Same thing they did in Russia. They took the place over. And that's not a real good thing. So we better sharpen up, and sharpen up quick. Now they say, well, you know, just all Arabs aren't Muslims. All Syrians aren't Muslims. Well, no, but 90%+ of the population is. So, well, we can equate Semitic with Muslims. Plain and simple. I mean, if there's 10% of Christians living in these countries, well, we know they're not Semitic, so that only leaves the Muslims. So, I hope people understand some of that. I've been losing a few people off of my Facebook because I posted some of this stuff. And what did I post? What did I post? I said, are you an Islamophobe? If not, why not? We are being invaded by the Islamic State. The government is welcoming committee is the welcoming committee for the invaders. The invaders are taking up positions in government, from local councils to federal government positions, that are being encouraged and promoted by your government. Once they have enough political power, they will be the ones writing the laws of our nation. And you can bet it will not be to our benefit. Take a look what they're up to. Who's funding this organization? Well, this organization is the Canadian Institute 2016-17 Initiatives. And this is an Arab deal. And I'll put that in the chat. And we have government people on this, I'll look at who's sponsoring it. And the media boycott all those people. Air Canada sponsors this. And I think, well, there's a bunch of them in there anyways. And on the advisory board, we have government people, ex-government people in Canada. So I put in underneath of that, who are the Semites? Islam could be looked at as the Jewish military. So I put in the definition of Semitic. And also added all this noise about being anti-Muslim. Islam rings of the same hate crime as anti-Jew Semite. Seems the Arabs, Syrians, etc. are Semitic foot soldiers of the Jews who are responsible for the damnation known as multiculturalism and diversity. Now, I got an awful lot of people that understood what I was saying, and some of these people, not so much. So I lost a few folks, but I'll get them back. I imagine they were probably Marxists that didn't like what I had to say, but tough luck where I come from. Say what you mean and mean what you say, and if people don't like it, well, guess what? They can just walk the hell away. You have every right to say whatever is on your mind. And anybody that would bow down to this idea of political correct speech needs to have their head examined. Period. Now, if we go to this site, and I'm sure there's tons of them. This is the Canadian Arab Institute. Remember, Arabs are Semitic. Surprise, surprise. So stuff this in the chat. You can take a boo at it. I hope you do. And for those listening who aren't in the chat, you can just just Google in the Canadian Arab Institute and it will get you there. I'm quite certain. Now I have to go find my favorite radio station, UCY.TV, and stick this into the chat. And take a boo at it, because I don't really care what country you live in the West. You can go and you can put in similar searches, and I'm sure you will find your government, ex-government people, up to their ass in this nonsense. Now, where did that get to? I want to look at that. Let's see, where did I get to? Multiple dead, two arrested. There's another one here called the Mosaic Institute to honor Calgary Mayor Nasheed Nesheshi, who is also a Muslim. And I, having lived in Calgary and worked in Calgary, when I found out that Calgary had a Muslim mayor, my face hit the floor. I couldn't believe it. How could you ain't going to get more white, more independent minded, I thought, than the people living in Alberta. And yet they've got themselves a Muslim mayor. That's pretty freaky. Very, very freaky. Now, where did I put that link? Oh, here it is. The Canadian Arab Institute policy briefs, inspiring Canadian Arab youth for civic engagement. I can't say this enough, people. You're gonna have to run at least at your local council level. Cost you $100. Because as they're dropping these people into your communities, they are going to run for civic engagement, which means they're going to be running for your local councils. And they will be making the decisions. And it won't be to your benefit. Policy implications of Syrian refugee settlement experience, a consistent government policy for protecting Canadians abroad, a Canadian role in diplomatic engagement in Syria and Iraq. Well, we're sending a whole bunch of money to Iraq. We're importing migrants from Syria like it's going out of style. Then these people are on our ground. Supporting the Settlement of Syrian Refugees, a research initiative for identifying pain points and potential solutions in building capacity in the settlement sector, a province-wide anti-discrimination media campaign. And now they're working on the laws, which means you can't discriminate. You must roll over. Roll over, little boys and girls. The Muslims are here. The Symposium on a Canadian Role Supporting Pluralism in a Post-Conflict Syria and hosting 1,500 Syrian newcomers as guests at a soccer match. Scotiabank Waterfront Marathon. So Scotiabank's involved in this. Now, we have a board of directors. I don't know who's on the board of directors. I didn't look at that one yet. Board of directors. Yassim is a professor of political science at the University of Alberta. Yada, yada, yada. So that is not a Western European name. Danny Assafs, and he is his practice focused on competition and antitrust. I guess he's legal counsel. Mohammed Fadel, associate professor at the Faculty of Law, University of Toronto, which he joined in January 2006. Okay, and international law, be very wary of that. Waled Hejaz, director, professor of business economics, and academic director at the Rotman School of Management, the Rotman School of Management, where he teaches Canada's current and future business leaders. And Basma Momani, director, associate professor for the University of Waterloo. Zayed Said, treasurer, is a partner in KPMG's financial institutions real estate practice. And here we got one white guy, the token white guy, Brady Wood, or Brady Wood, interim chair. A trusted communications leader known for assisting organizations through difficult reputation challenges as chief communications officer at Niagara Health. Brady is a key leader in organizing outgoing reputation recovery, a member of the organization's executive team, yada, yada, yada. So he will be working, I guess, on the anti stuff. And Mary Joly Zahair is a professor of political science and will be teaching kids. She's a specialist. Well, let me see what she got here. She is currently on leave and serving a term as senior expert on power sharing on the standby team of mediation experts at the UN Department of Political Affairs. Her research interests span the dynamics of civil war and the politics of conflict resolution. She's a specialist on militia politics, transition violence, and post-conflict power sharing, with a strong regional experience in the Middle East. So this is your board of directors. They are all, I think we got one token white guy in that batch. The advisory board. We have Mohamdou is a president of, is the president. Is the freaking president of York University and a former dean of the Faculty of Engineering and vice president research and international affairs at McMaster University in Hamilton. He serves on the board of directors of a number of organizations, including Cancer Care Ontario and the Canadian Merit Scholarship. Ferry D. Kirchhoff is a former Canadian ambassador to Egypt and Indonesia and High Commissioner of Canada to Pakistan. He is a member of the Board of Conference of Defense Associations Institute and a fellow Canadian Defense and Foreign Ministers Institute. He has served as Prime Minister Harper's personal representative for Francophonie. His expertise stems from over four decades of international relations experience. And anyone who is an internationalist is anti-nationalist. Okay? These guys are working against it. Errol Mendes, a law professor, University of Ottawa, author and advisor to governments, NGOs, corporations, and the United Nations. Professor Mendes has taught research, consulted, and published extensively in the area of global governance, international business law, and the ethics, international arbitration, constitutional law, and human rights law. He is the author or co-editor of five books and has served as an advisor on the Global Compact Initiative of the Secretary General of the United Nations. Now, all of the nations in the West have agreed, being member states of the United Nations, to accept these migrants. James Zogby. James is the founder and president of the Arab American Institute, a research and policy organization which serves as the political and policy research arm of the Arab Armenian community. He is the author of Arab Voices, as well as a number of other books and publications, including Looking at Iran, What Ethnic Americans Really Think, and What Arabs Think, Values, Beliefs, and Concerns. He is the managing director of Zobi Research Services, which specializes in public opinion polls in the Middle East. John Mohan. John is the executive director of the Mosaic Institute, of which I mentioned, which gave the award to the Muslim mayor of Calgary. The Toronto-based foreign policy think tank and do tank that encourages young Canadians from diverse ethnocultural communities in the promotion of peace in regions of the world beset by entrenched conflict. Previously practiced law, served as Ontario's senior economic officer in New York, and led the expansion of the province of Ontario's global network of trade and representation offices for the Ontario Ministry of Economic Development and Trade. Hoda El Marhagi is an engineering professor at the University of Windsor, where she became Canada's first female dean of engineering. She has published more than 300 papers in scientific and professional journals She acts as consultant to many government and corporate organizations in countries all over the world. Bill Graham. Bill Graham is a former Canadian politician who served as Minister of Foreign Affairs. Affairs, of course, meaning business. Minister of National Defense and leader of the opposition and interim leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. Prior to entering politics, he was a professor of international law at the University of Toronto, where he later received the Distinguished Alumnus Award for his exemplary career in academics and public leadership. Taisir al-Bolnassar was Dean of the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Ottawa and chaired the Council of Ontario Deans of Engineering. She became Dean of Applied Sciences at the University of British Columbia until she resigned. She was the second female dean, yada, yada, yada. She received her highest honor in 2005 when she was named a recipient of the Order of Ontario. Jamal Hussain. Is a Canadian visual arts writer, lecturer, of Lebanese background, and her travel explores issues of identity, cultural displacement, social activism, political conflict. She's also the founder of two artist-run centers in London, Ontario, the Forest City Gallery and the Embassy House in wherever. Alex McDonough, an elected leader of the Nova Scotia New Democratic Party, who are members of the Socialist International since 1980, was the only New Democrat and only woman in the Nova Scotia House of Assembly until 1984. Predominantly McDonough served as the leader of the New Democratic Party of Canada from 95 to 2003 and was elected as an MP in 97, 2004, and 2006. She earned a reputation as a tenacious social worker by campaigning for worker health and safety improvements and human rights protections. McDonough was also the forefront of the fight to save Medicare, the Canadian Pension Plan, and Canada's Unemployment Insurance System. Tina Tich, I can't say some of these names, is a senior financial planner of the branch at the Asante Capital Management in Richmond Hill. And let's see. York Foundation, Middle East, North Africa, was a member of the Planned Giving Advisory Committee of the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation for over 10 years. Mona Niemer is Vice President of Research at the University of Ottawa, Canada. She is also Professor of Faculty of Medicine and Director of Laboratory Development. Where'd she get to? And interest focus on heart formation, heart failure, yada, yada, yada. Blah, 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 blah. So these are the advisory people. And we have in this group, I think we have three or four token white people. Two of them are politicians, one liberal and one NDP. Now, what's important about this is that these people are positioning themselves in places of power. They're being promoted, not by merit, but because they're the face and the voice of what they want to turn this country into and every other country in the West. You see, these people are actively participating. We, on the other hand, are not. That will downfall. Because your government is not here to help you. Okay? Your government is simply here to feed off of you. You work, you slave, they take, and they feed off of you, and they put you further in debt every single day of the week. So there's lots of these places. The mayor of Calgary. So, I've mentioned the Aga Khan before. That's who Prime Minister Tinkerbell Trudeau went down to over the holidays at Christmas to visit with. So, we have upcoming events here. October, this is interesting, from October the 15th, 2016 to February 26th, 2017, in Syria, a living history exhibition at the Aga Khan Museum. The exhibition inspires new understanding of Syria's past and present and invites new ways of thinking about its future. And again, January 28th, 2017, I can't read what this says, but again, it is at the Aga Khan Museum. The Canadian Arabic Orchestra and the Canadian Arabic Choir present, whatever that words are, a selection of classic Arabic songs with whatever flavors composed by whatever and whoever. But you can read more about that on the homepage. Let's see, think tank. The Quebec shootings is not an isolated incident. Hate crimes against Muslims doubled from 2012 to 2014. Well, yeah. Our deepest thoughts go out to the victims. Now, I don't know, is this a Twitter thing or what the hell is this? Yes, it is a Twitter thing. Swept up in chaos, innocent man accused in Quebec terror attack, Toronto Star. And here we have all these nice pictures on this tweet. And I really don't have much time to piss around with that stuff. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this shooting in Quebec. It was either a false flag, or somebody went off the deep end because they give a damn about their nation and want this nonsense to stop. You know, it's our fault, people. It is definitely our fault. Now, here we have the funders. And we have the Counseling Foundation of Canada. I don't know what this one is, something Toronto. Oh, I guess the City of Toronto. Employment and Social Development Canada sponsors these people. The TD Bank sponsors these people. The BMO sponsors, the Bank of Montreal sponsors these people. Scotia Bank sponsors these people. The Royal Bank of Canada sponsors these people. These are four big banks. Sora Group of Companies. Now, I don't know what that Sora Group of Companies, and I haven't taken a chance to have a look at it. When I saw it, I thought, well, is this George Soros Group of Companies? I have no idea. Maybe somebody can look that up. Air Canada sponsors these people. Why not? They're flying them in here. And Torrey's LLP, which is a huge law firm. TELUS, Enterprise Canada. Another investment place, the Toronto Star, which promotes these people. And I'm sure there's other groups like this, of which maybe the Globe and Mail sponsors. Metro sponsors them, and a division of Go Multimedia Group sponsors these people. Now, who all is sponsoring the Canadian people? Nobody. Who's funding the Canadian people? Nobody. Who's funding these, like the Canadian Arab Institute? Well, you are. You are. If you bank with any of these banks, then you're sponsoring the influx of the Muslim migration. You're funding it. If you live in the city of Toronto and you pay taxes, you're funding this. And everybody in this country, Employment and Social Development Canada, your hard-earned work dollars go to finance that. Simple as that. So you can bitch and complain all you want about the importation of these migrants, but you're funding it, okay? And you should be pissed right off about it because you are funding it. In the press. I don't know what's in the press here. The TFC welcomes Syrian That's on the CBC. These look like okay, a bunch of stories here. But this is what we're up against. But you got to get involved. You can't just sit back and whine and bitch and complain and think some leader like in the South, Trump, is going to come along and save your ass. Okay? As long as Trump, on the one hand, he said he wants to get out of the United Nations. On the other hand, he's tied to the waist with Israel. Well, they're the same people. Same people. Same damn people. And this is what we got. This is what we're up against. And we're either going to push back, or we're not. And if we don't push back, well, we get exactly what we deserve. And if you're going to run around in fear and not say what's on your mind because you're fearful that you might be called a anti-Islam, then you have given up on your nation. It's as simple as that. You've given up on yourself. You know, that's what you've done. Now, I see recruiting youth campus ambassadors. Now, I don't know what that's all about. Campus ambassador program. One of the institute's critical areas of focus is Canadian Arab youth development. The Campus Ambassador Initiative addresses this particular area of focus. We are engaging Canadian Arab campus ambassadors from universities across the country to represent the CAI on campus and represent the campus at CAI. The campus ambassador is the voice of CAI or on his or her campus. By engaging with students and faculty, he, she will represent and promote CAI's mandate, events, and activities. Understanding the culture of each campus is important to us as we aim to ensure the requirements of the Arab-based student associations are understood. And CAI's initiatives are suitably aligned. This position will have the campus ambassador networking with many people on campus primarily, but also those off campus as he or she joins CIA events and activities. So we have, you put in your application if you want to be one of these people, your voice campaigns. From marginalization to integration, select links to media coverage for YA Canada, I guess Young Arab Canada. Select links to social media mentions for YA Canada, and a pledge to vote. Now, what's this pledge to vote thing? Pledge to vote. Your enthusiasm automatically qualifies for your weekly chance to win a $50 Paramount gift card. Democracy belongs to those who participate. Get it? As the numbers increase and the ability to screw with a vote count increase, these people, an awful lot of white, so-called white people, have given up voting because it's not been to their benefit to even be bothered with it. And so instead of getting engaged in it with the understanding that you will affect politics or politics will affect you, the Muslim community seems to understand that and they are very active. I pledge to vote in the 2015 federal election, it says, to challenge two more eligible voters to join me. I am voting for inclusion, a stronger Canada, opportunity, my children, equal rights, and my future. Those are your choices. I don't know how many you can click. Let's see. Boom, boom. Yeah, you can click them all. What you gonna do, white boy? And I'm not a racist, make no mistake about it. I get along with most people. I don't get along with fraudsters, liars, manipulators because I have no use for them. But generally, I can get along with most anybody. So nobody needs to call me a white racist. I'm simply a man who sees a very bad thing going on. And people need to be alerted to it. They need to understand it. And they need to quit backing up. Because, of course, this is your country. And your futures of your children are hanging in the balance of whether or not you get active. Now, if you are white, understand this. You are a pitiful, pitiful little minority in the world. And when these people get hold of your legislatures and or your local councils, they are the ones who are going to be running the show, not you. And according to the Quran and that, they don't like you. According to Islam, if you ain't Islamic, just like Jewish, if you ain't Semitic, I guess we could say, then we have every right to kill you. We have every right to rape your children and your children and your wives and your daughters. I mean, I got to give him credit. I mean, this is well done so far. I mean, they're doing it with open arms. You know, great participation in the communities. When I went to speak in London, Ontario, I was freaked out by the size of the Arab community in London, Ontario. I had one guy that invited me to come and speak, said it was about 20% of the population of London, Ontario now. Arabic newspapers. I can't read the damn thing. Probably neither can you. I have no desire to learn Arabic. Why would I? My two official languages are French and English, and I didn't bother learning the French. But I still got one of the official languages. So, you know, everybody needs to sharpen up, do a little research, you know, don't spend so much time pissing around with Trump or Trudeau or any other politician. They're all just puppets. There's a game going on here. It's played out, being played out, and it is designed to harm you. If you don't mind being harmed, hey, who am I to say anything? But we got to start being men again. You got to quit backing up. And you got to quit being politically correct, because that's what got us here. So let's everybody, you know, understand that this is a spiritual, psychological war. And we're either going to get run over or we're going to push back. And we don't need violence to do it. And I should be hearing music in about, I don't know, a couple seconds. So I want to thank everybody for giving me this time. I really want to thank Jules for all she does. And she does a lot. And I can imagine how hard it is to keep these networks going. So, you know, hats off to her. If I don't even know if there's there must be a donate button somewhere. If you have a few extra dollars and there is a donate button, by all means, show you care about your nation or this station. And throw a few bucks. So with that, we'll be back here Thursday night to see what other kind of nonsense is going on with us. And we'll see you guys. Everybody have a great evening. I am out of here. Trees lie to your face.